Two Indiana cities and six major companies in the state want AES and Duke Energy to make it easier for them to get their power from renewables. That's according to a letter sent last week from Indianapolis, Bloomington, Coca-Cola, Walmart, Salesforce, Cummins, Rivian, and Roche. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports they want the utilities to create a green tariff program.
Green tariffs allow utility customers that use a lot of energy, like manufacturers and city governments, to have part of their bill go towards setting up a solar or wind farm. Trish Demeter is with the trade group Advanced Energy Economy, which also signed onto the letter. She says unlike the renewable energy credits that invest in renewables elsewhere, green tariffs fund those projects locally.
Local jobs, local air pollution improvements, and also just new projects that they can point to and say, those are the projects that are helping our company or our community meet our renewable energy targets.
Demeter says green tariff programs would likely have to be approved by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
A spokesperson for AES Indiana didn't say if the utility would consider a green tariff, but did say it's already having conversations about how to help large energy users reach their sustainability goals. Duke Energy couldn't be reached in time for comment.